Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please?
Yes, you're 95125.
Thank you for that information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Peter Corbett.
Thank you for that information. Can you verify your address for me, please?
1405 Cherrydale Drive, San Jose, California, 95125.
Thank you for that information. I see you had the testosterone and a nitro 2. How can I help you today?
I got various charges on my credit card bill. Is your company high level health?
Yes.
What are you supposedly shipped to me?
Male enhancements.
Okay. I don't know anything about it. I've got at least 5-6 charges on my credit card bill. My credit card company has told me it's a scam. And you're doing it. I'm not sure what you've charged, but could you stop it, please?
Did you file a dispute with your bank?
Not yet. The credit card company has suspended my card because of this.
So you did file a dispute?
No, the credit card company contacted me and said that they were putting these charges on hold.
Okay. Well, do you recall purchasing a product for $749 and $659 on the 17th of December?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you didn't order any type of male enhancement like testosterone?
No.
Okay, you didn't purchase it for $659 and $749?
There's a charge here of $1813 for $67.45.
That's incorrect, sir. We charge you $87.43. I'm sorry. We charge you $87.43.
Okay. What are these medications or whatever you sent?
It's male enhancement. Do you recall purchasing it for $749 and $659 on the 17th of December?
No, I didn't.
Okay, are you stating that these charges are fraudulent?
I guess so.
Okay. Did you give anyone permission to use your card information in order to purchase these products for $749 and $659?
Yeah, it's just me and my wife, and the answer is absolutely not.
Okay. Are you sure you didn't purchase these products?
That's great.
Okay. Allow me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and get you canceled out, and I'm going to get you over to our fraud department, okay?
Sure.
Now, yes, sir. Go ahead.
They said there was another charge made in the last few days.
Well, I canceled all of it out, and the fraud department are going to go over those charges with you, and you can explain. Now, I do want to inform you that who's ever responsible for these charges, the company will prosecute them to the full extent, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
But you don't know what's the name of the product you shipped?
Testosterone.
No, definitely not.
Okay. Bear with me for one moment. I'm going to notate on your account and get you over to the fire department.
But you're going to stop billing me. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, by all means, give me a switch. You say you canceled some things out. What have you canceled out?
I'm canceling out your account so you won't get any more charges.
Okay, are you reimbursing the charges? I've got at least three credits, one charge in January, two in February, and I've had two emails from the credit card company in the last few days.
You have to speak with the fraud department about that. I can provide you with a cancellation number if you would like.
Yes, please.
Let me know when you're ready.
One second, let me get a pen. Okay, go ahead.
C as in Charlie. Number 3. Number 4. Number 2. F as in Frank. Number 2. B as in ball. Number 8. Number 7. D as in dog. C as in Charlie.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You going to transfer me?
Yes, I'm transferring you now. Please stay on the line.